Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We're in Hebrews chapter number 4. I want to read just the first few verses. I'd like to get down to verse number 11. Verse number 12 was, most of you could quote it, about the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than two-edged sword. I'll leave that for another Bible study lesson. So I hope this morning I can get through verse number 11. It is packed. It is packed of things. And let me just read the first few verses, and I'll start in our study this morning. Verse number 1, Hebrews chapter number 4. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place on the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter in. And they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. And again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works as God did from his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. And all God's people said, amen, and what did he just say? Okay, there is so much here. I want to try to make it so simple that even a caveman can understand it, okay? I'm saying that with in all respect, that just as a background, remember, he's talking to saved people. Look back in chapter number 3, verse number 12. Take heed, brethren. Now remember, he's not talking to the lost world. He's talking to believers. And I have written in my Bible that these are unbelieving believers. Let that sink in. There's a lot of them today. The vast majority of believers are unbelieving believers. What do you mean by that, preacher? And that's what this chapter is talking about. Matter of fact, all these rests, and we're going to look at that, how many times the word rest is used in just these few verses. We're going to find four different kinds of rest, R-E-S-T, in these few verses. There are different kinds of rest. But let's begin at verse number 1, where it says, let us. Again, it's referring to believers. Let us, not the lost world, but us. I remember years ago, Doug, I remember this. Didn't you preach a sermon on let us? Something about God's salad or something like that? This was when he was young and he didn't know how to preach. It was, wasn't it? I still remember that when I started doing that, and it wasn't worth a hill of beans, you know. I'm kidding. I mean, he's a great preacher now, but, you know, even me, when we first start off, we're struggling and all and get these outlines and all. Anyway, I remember, and that just come to my mind, let us. It's mentioned 13 times in the book of Hebrews, let us. You remember that a bunch of Hebrew believers, these Jews, they left. They went back into temple worship. Remember, we talked about that. They're not assembling in the church. And Paul is telling these people who have stayed. Now, they didn't lose their salvation once he went back, but they're not coming back. And so 13 times, and I'm going to read all of them because time won't, I was going to read them, but I'm not. But I just want to show you the significance of this, of God's salad, you know, of lettuce. It's found in Hebrews 4:1. It's 13 times. 4:11, 4:14, 4:16, 6:1. And I was going to read every one of these, but I decided not to. I got other things to talk about. Chapter 10, verse 22 and 23 and 24. Chapter 12, verses 1, and again, chapter 12, verse 1 is mentioned twice. Chapter 12, 28, chapter 13, verse 13, chapter 13, verse 15, you get the point. You think God was trying to tell us something. Let us. Okay, interesting. And then the next word is the word therefore. And we've talked about it, therefore. It's there for a reason. And it continues on from without pause. From chapter number 3. Again, it's talking about that. In chapter number 3, it's talking about that unbelief that kept the generation that escaped Egypt from entering into Canaan. Remember that unbelief? We talked about that last week. And because of their unbelief, they were not able to enter into rest into Canaan. Okay? Let me move on. The next word I think is very important is that word fear. Let us therefore fear. Okay. I looked at this again last week or this past week, did a study. You know, we are told many times in scriptures to fear not. Many times. Matter of fact, 144 times it's mentioned in scripture in some form. You know, fear not or not to fear. Something in that 144 times we're told to fear not. But yet, we're told here, let us therefore fear. I gave you a couple of examples. I looked up just to see the contrast. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. And you know the rest of it, a sound mind, things of that nature. Romans 8:15. For we not have received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Hebrews 13:6. The Lord is my helper. I will fear not what man should do unto me. You get the picture. Often he says to fear not, but when you read these fear nots, and I checked most all of them out, it was fearing not what men could do, what man could do. Fear not other folk. And why? If God be for us, who can be against us? So that's a thought. Fear not. God's on our side. Fear not outside. But there's another thing we are to fear. Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Talking about that reverential fear. I tremble when I hear somebody say, oh, that old man upstairs. You ever heard that? You know, that kind of some kind of reference to God in a colloquial. We have to be very careful about it. We're to fear God. He's not only our creator, our sustainer, he holds it all together, but he is God Almighty. We need to think of him as such. And what Paul is saying here, and it literally is this: be afraid, because you don't want to miss this. He's going to talk about arrest. He's not talking about salvation. Turn me to Matthew chapter number 11. We kind of touched on this last week. Matthew chapter number 10, verse number 28. This kind of brings it into context. And fear not them which kill the body. Who's he talking about? Yeah, mankind. Fear not. But are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him, which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. So you see the contrast. So when you say this thing about fear not, it's talking about what man can do to y'all 144 times. If you don't believe me, check it out. You know, you got 144 Bible verses you can study. But when he talks about fear, he's talking about that reverential fear because of what God's able to do.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.